Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's orientation session. You all are so amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today and for your flexibility with everything that's been going on in the last few days. Hello, Luce. If anyone would like to turn on their cameras, we would absolutely love to see your beautiful faces. If you're joining us on the replay, welcome, welcome, welcome. We will try to spell out every link that we put into the chats. I want you all to keep your eyes on the chat because Luce from my team and I are going to be sharing lots of links with all of you today. So yesterday, as some of you may know from the emails and from the Facebook group, that my husband's uncle had a massive heart attack, and it was just a crazy 24 hours. He was in surgery for 8 hours yesterday, and they were successful. And he has a very long road to recovery ahead of him, but he was one of the lucky ones because he got to the hospitals early enough. So there's just been a lot going on in our world. I'm a little bit shaken up, but I was actually very much looking forward to coming and spending this time with all of you. And I want to thank all of you who reached out and DM'd and responded to my email with such kindness for people who we've never actually met face to face, like to show that kind of love. It just means so much to me. And it's the beautiful community that we have been lucky enough to attract. So I'm so grateful. So I want to be super mindful of everybody's time. So I'm going to dive right in. Most of you are here for an orientation session. You saw something maybe in our Facebook group or in the Women Helping Women Facebook group, and it was just like, it spoke to you. We talk about girls empowerment, and you thought I'd love to get involved in something like that. And so I want to share a little bit about myself just to give you context about what it is that we do. Some of you know me. I have two people from our Girl Life world who are our Girl Life coaches here, Luce and Kara, and maybe later they could say a few words. I'm Melody Cormorati. I am a twin girl mom to 17-year-old girls who are going off to college in September. They're seniors right now. I'm an author of two books, XOXO, From a Girl Who Gets It, and Empowered Women, Empower Girls. I have a podcast where I love to just come hang out, create intimacy with our beautiful community, and talk about all the ways that as women we can empower ourselves and then pay it forward to the next generation. It's called Empowering Her. I believe we're at like 210 episodes. It's 4 years old and it's in the top 1% of podcasts, which I'm, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing when you do something that you love and that thing that you love is somehow of impact and of support to other people. So I'm so grateful for that. And if you'd like to check that out, anywhere you listen to podcasts, it is called Empowering Her. I may have missed some things, but the main thing, the main exciting thing that we are all here to discuss today is Girl Life. Girl Life is a movement that is now 10 years old. We are in our 10-year anniversary this year. And basically, it really stemmed from something that I felt I needed as a young girl that I didn't know I needed. But as we get older and as we move through this life and we start flexing our resiliency muscles and we start learning that we have made it through 100% of anything and everything that the world has thrown at us, we realize that we're actually quite powerful beings. And I suffered with a great deal of anxiety when I was a young girl. And the anxiety came in the form of stomach aches. I was constantly at the doctor trying to figure out what is going on with 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old Melody. And every doctor would say, Melody's perfectly fine. They'd give me a perfect bill of health. And they'd say, go on with your bad self and just keep living and figure it out. And that's what I did. That's what we do. We manage. But it wasn't until my Psych 101 class at York University in Toronto, where I was learning about something called the mind-body connection that a lot of us know about right now. But at the time, it's not something that was spoken about so much. And the professor just went on and on about this idea that we are manifestors and that the thoughts that we think in our minds create certain sensations and feelings and sometimes even illnesses in our body. And I started to understand that the thoughts that I was thinking were bringing me down. I was thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have what it takes to do X, Y, Z. I'm not as pretty as this one. I'm not as smart as this one. I was like just tripping, as so many of us do, right? Like we do, we just do. And especially when we're young girls, and the world sometimes tries to pin us up against each other as women, right? And so I started to understand that I was creating a reality for myself that I didn't really want to be creating anymore. And I realized that if I was so powerful that I could make myself feel so sick, then I could be equally powerful to make myself feel well. And that's where my journey began with taking power of my own wellness and my own thoughts, understanding that our thoughts create our realities and that we are powerful beyond measure, which is, it's one of those things that as women, when we learn this, we want to share it with everybody. We don't want to keep it to ourselves. We don't want to gatekeep. We want to be like, if there's this thing that is helping me and has helped me to heal and to live a life of purpose and to live a life that feels good, literally from the inside out, well, I need to tell everyone about this and I need to scream it off of the rooftops. And that's really what Girl Life became to me. So I took the body of work that I learned in psychology with the degree I got in psychology, with the life coaching programs that I've done throughout the years, with the nutrition coaching program I've done throughout the years, and really the research I've done in the world of human potential, human self-awareness, understanding ourselves so that we can transform and evolve into the best version of ourselves. And again, that version that feels like we are operating in alignment, mind, body, spirit. And I turned this all into a body of work where we would, as women, come together and introduce girls to their superpowers and teach them that they are powerful beyond measure and teach them that there's nothing they can't get through when they access the inner toolkit that they're already born with. And, you know, it started with me, right? Like it started with, I had this thing on my heart and I was like, you know what? I want to turn this into a workshop. I'm just going to run a workshop. I was like, I had this idea and I don't know about you guys, but like, if I don't move on an idea quick enough, I'm going to talk myself out of it. And I don't want to talk myself out of an idea that I feel is meaningful, an idea that for this shy girl living inside of me who never wanted to speak publicly, who, you know, dimmed her light, dimmed her shine, turned down the volume on her voice. I felt so deeply called to run this workshop with the work that I'd been doing with women as a coach and seeing how it was imperative that they would unlearn their fears and doubts and shame that were placed on them in their girlhood, only to then transform. Like it wasn't just like, hey, let's start a coaching relationship and we're going to get you from here to there. First, it was like, okay, let's lay down the expectations of society, the expectations perhaps of our well-meaning parents, the expectations placed on women. Let's lay it all down and let's start observing and embodying a new way of existing in the world. And so I ran that first workshop. I literally put a note out into the universe. I put it on my Facebook group. I sent an email to all the moms that I knew. And I said, I am really moved by this idea of sharing empowerment tools with girls. Up until now, I've been sharing these tools with women. But as I work with women, I see that we have construction going on. I apologize if you hear the banging. All things happen at once, right? So in this letter, I shared how important it was to me to create a next generation of women who don't need to do all the unlearning, right? I don't want any more unlearning. I want us to build a strong foundation from a young age so that as we grow and as we evolve, we're evolving in the right direction, right? There is this awful statistic that a girl's self-confidence peaks at age 8. And it's crazy to me that we could think that it would peak and plateau after the tender age of 8 when they have their entire world and entire life ahead of them. And so that's why we're doing something about this. So I invited 22 girls in. We sat right here. This is my, it used to be a living room. Now it's a dining room. We all got into a circle and I started talking to the girls about how important their thoughts are and how powerful they are. And this group of girls happen to be between the ages of 5 to 7 years old, but we work with girls ages 5 all the way up to young adults. And we even work with women, teaching them these workshops for their inner child. This group in particular was very young. And so I caught them right before that statistic that a girl's self-confidence peaks at age 8. And it was just so moving to watch them take the messages that I was sharing like sponges and to challenge me when I would tell them that they get to choose their thoughts the same way that they choose their clothes every morning. And they're like, no, Melody, that can't be right. God chooses our thoughts. The universe chooses our thoughts. Our parents taught us to have these thoughts. Like they came up with all these different theories. And I would say to them, yes, and in this moment, right now, you have the power to choose whatever thought you want. And so if you feel not so great right now, then you get to choose a thought that feels a little bit better. I'm not going to take you from sadness to elation in one thought, but there is an emotional scale that we can all climb up, right? And so these girls learned in that moment that they get to choose their thoughts. That was one of, I want to say, 100 nuggets of wisdom that we provided for them in that workshop. That first workshop was a gratitude workshop. That's the first workshop I ever taught. And it was all about sharing with girls that gratitude can turn everything into enough. Gratitude can take us from a lack mentality to an abundance mentality. And I know I'm using really big words right now, but in the curriculum, we have a way of speaking to these girls where they understand the language we're using. We're using language that a 5 to 7 year old would know. And so that was where, that's kind of like where this whole, the last 10 years, that was the spark that lit the way, that lit the path for the last 10 years. That workshop turned into 17 workshops that I would run in my own community. And after doing that for about 2.5, 3 years, in my own community, I decided, I went to a Tony Robbins seminar. Some of you have heard this story. I went to Date with Destiny in Florida because my brother-in-law was, he's like, Melody, if you don't go, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to like pick you up and I'm going to carry you to the airport. He's like, I know more than I know anything in the world that you need to go to this. And he did. He must have known something beyond that, which I could believe for myself. But I went to Date with Destiny, and Tony Robbins very powerfully guides you to choose a goal, to choose one really big goal and to break it down. And in that room, in those 5 days, maybe it was 6, to really activate you into your power, to get you like into your body, into your mind, align the two, and to make that thing happen. And so my goal in those days that we were together, was to start running this, not just for the girls in my workshop, but to run it for girls across the globe. How do we run it for girls across the globe? Well, we link arms with other women in the world who have it on their hearts to empower girls. And so that's what we did. And I turned this into a school. You may have heard us talk about the Girl Life Academy. You may have researched the Girl Life Academy and learned for yourself that it's a coach training program that teaches women to become girls empowerment coaches. And in those last 7 years, so the whole mission began 10 years ago with my workshops. But in the last 7 years, we've brought in over 200 women who have trained at our academy and who are out there running these workshops in their local communities. And they're not just running them to just run them, but they're also turning them into viable businesses as girls empowerment coaches who are out there serving girls. They're working with girls of all different ages. They're taking their platform as girls empowerment coaches and doing other events. They're collaborating with other people. Some of them are writing books. Some of them are starting podcasts. But this platform has been a portal to them to go out there and teach girls that they are powerful, that they are resilient, that their self-confidence is always an inside game, to stop listening to the voice of everybody else out there telling you who you should be. We say don't should on yourself, right? And letting them tune into that inner voice of intuition and knowing of exactly who they are, and knowing that that's all the world will ever need from them is their authentic truth. So I'm going to take a little pause. I'm going to have maybe Luce introduce herself. Maybe Kara wants to say a few words. They are two of our coaches. And then I'd love to just open the floor to hear from all of you. Is this resonating? Is this, you know, striking the chord of the 8-year-old girl living inside of you? I'd love to hear from you. So we'll open the floor.
Hi, good morning. Welcome. So my name is Luz Hernandez. I invested in Girl Life in 2020 during the pandemic. I am a mom of two girls. I have a 17-year-old who's getting ready to go to college. We're going through that transition. I also have a 14-year-old who's actually transitioning into high school. So there's new changes there. There's a lot of transitions this year. And but the most important thing is just being there for our girls, you know, supporting them. So that was my big why I started with Girl Life, because I wanted to empower my two girls. And then it started growing and growing. But I love to have fun. I love to do arts and crafts, to be outdoors, to really get to know other people, as I have been also working on collaborations. So that is a little bit about me and how I became a girl coach in 2020.
Amazing, amazing. And if you don't already follow Luz on social, she's at Yes Girl Life. We are at Girl Life Empowerment, if you'd also like to give us a visit. But she's doing amazing work in the world, and it's just amazing to watch her shine. So thank you for being here, Luz. It means so much. The floor is open. If anyone would like to unmute themselves, introduce yourself, share what's resonating, that would be amazing. And then I will move on. Anyone? Okay. We got a shy bunch, and that's okay, because I'm going to go on. But I am actually going to, before we go on, I'm going to drop the link to our Facebook group. It's just a little pop-up Facebook group for the next 10 days or so, where I will be sharing more bonus content and things like that. So if you haven't already joined us, it's www.melodypormorati.com/orientation group. And maybe Luz, you can let me know if that link is working to make sure that I did it correctly. Okay, so I want to share a little study that was fascinating to me that I thought really is so very much in line with the work that we're doing at Girl Life. It took place at MIT, demonstrating the pre-frame principle in action. They tell a story about a class of 70 economic students who were told that they would have a substitute professor for the day. Since the professor was new, each student was to read a short biography of the teacher. The bios that were handed out to all the students were identical, except for one phrase. All the bios praised this teacher's graduate work in economics and listed various fabulous accomplishments. Then half the bios described the professor as a very warm person, while the other half described him as rather cold. That was the only difference, one phrase. After the lecture, each student was asked to fill out a survey to see how they liked the teacher. The ones who received the warm bio said they loved him, and they said that he was so good. And the ones who didn't receive that literally had a different experience. So this pre-frame principle teaches us that we can pre-frame just about anything. And it's crazy how much the person who is participating is going to be swayed by the content that's been provided for them. And I thought, it's so fascinating. And I mean, we never want to lie to anyone, right? Like, that's definitely not what we're here to do. But with the pre-frame principle and the experience, we get to pre-frame so many different things for girls and to teach them about intuition and pre-frame it as something that they have access to in every moment of every day. To pre-frame this idea that I learned in that Psych 101 class that a girl can heal themselves, right? Like, any girl has the power to heal herself in the moment. And so I love this idea of using the pre-frame principle in the work that we do, to know that we have the power to bring these girls together in community and to teach them things that will pre-frame their experiences in the world, right? Think about it this way, the way that a parent raises a child. If a parent raises a child with a lack mentality where there's never enough of anything and the child is never good enough, they see a world that's been pre-framed as a place that is a difficult place to dwell in. But if a parent is teaching a child about abundance and how there's always more than enough of everything and how they will always be loved because there's enough love to go around and how they're more than smart enough to accomplish anything they want to do, that's been pre-framed for them to live a really abundant and beautiful life. So I just thought that was magical. And it's just proof and a testament that the work that we do can go so far. And so we get to step into this role and know that by introducing these kids to these concepts from a very young age, we are opening up a world of possibilities for them that maybe they didn't know existed. Okay, so another thing I want to do, and then I'm going to go into the three different ways that you can join the Girl Life Movement if that's something that speaks to you. I want to talk about what a girls empowerment coach is. I actually just posted on our Instagram page, probably a few days ago, 5 things you need to know about girls empowerment coaches. So again, we are at Girl Life Empowerment if you want to follow along with this. Or go ahead and read more deeply into what coaching is and what it isn't. I invite you to do that. But the first thing that I want everyone to know about girls empowerment coaches is that girls empowerment coaches cannot solely empower girls. So we are there to empower girls, right? To introduce girls to their power. That's literally what empowerment is. But we cannot actually empower anyone. We can introduce the principles of empowerment to girls. We can teach them about gratitude and intuition and leadership, but we cannot actually like make them be empowered. We can model all of those things, but we cannot make them be empowered. So the idea is that we're bringing them into an environment where these ideas are fertile, like it's fertile soil for these ideas to just take flight and grow. But we can't hand them empowerment. We can just lead. We can role model. We can embody and we can teach. And the rest is up to the child. So I always thought that was a very big misconception about what girls empowerment coaches do. Next is that girls empowerment coaches are not therapists. We are not therapists. We are coaches. Therapy usually goes into a past trauma, healing an old wound. Our goal as girls empowerment coaches is to see the greatness within these girls and to work with the gifts and the here and the now to get them to the next level, to get them to a place where they feel good, where they feel more than good enough, where they can honor just how brilliant they are. So that is the difference between girls empowerment coaching and therapy. And there's so much more that can be said on all of this, but I just want to touch on it for the purpose of sharing what a girls empowerment coach is. Number 3, girls empowerment coaches are raising the vibration of the planet. And this one I want to read for you. Women and girls are by nature light workers. When they learn something valuable, they thrive on sharing it. Not only in their actions, but in their energy. They embody on a moment-to-moment basis. Their light touches everyone they come in contact with. When a girl walks into an empowerment workshop and gets equipped with all of her own inner magic, she moves through the world with confidence and shines her light to illuminate the path for all. So girls empowerment coaches are teaching these principles to girls. Girls are going out there and affecting positive change for everyone they come in contact with. This is how girls empowerment coaches raise the vibration of the planet. Next is girls empowerment coaches are changing the narrative for girls and women. So this old outdated narrative that women have to compete with one another, that women are catty. Like when I hear these things, I'm like, no, not in this community. I don't even like to say them, but we're changing the narrative where girls supporting girls means that everybody grows, that everybody wins, that we're back in that abundant mentality where there's enough sunshine for all of us. So we cheer for one another. Okay. Less for one person or more for another person doesn't affect anything. This is not a pie. This is not a pie. And finally, we need more girls empowerment coaches in the world. And this is where you all come in. And it's like, if we have the power to change the trajectory of the life of a girl, and we get to do that with multiple girls, then we must acknowledge the need for more girls empowerment coaches. And so that's where the Girl Life Academy comes into play. And Luce, if you wouldn't mind just dropping the link for that, melodypourmaradi.com/academy. So as I mentioned, there are three different ways to get involved with the Girl Life world. Actually four, just as like a little bonus, but let's start from the beginning. So the Girl Life Academy was the initial vision that I had for Girl Life. I wanted women to do good work in the world and earn money for the good work that they're doing. I didn't want this narrative of women just doing whatever they had to do to put food on the table, doing whatever they had to do to make ends meet. I didn't want that anymore. I want each of us to do something that is so on purpose for us, to do something that is enjoyable to us, that adds value to the planet, and that we can also earn for. That's what I want for all women, whether you're becoming a girls empowerment coach or there are other things that you have on your heart. I want us to step into a heart-centered mission, that something that gets us excited to wake up every single morning. And so for me, that's being a girls empowerment coach. For the women in our community, that's being a girls empowerment coach. But that's why if that's really bad, guys, tell me, I'm sorry. Can you hear the noise or no? Okay, good. The mic is working then. So girls empowerment coaches, this is a career that you're stepping into. And so in the Girl Life Academy, we teach you exactly how to run the business of empowering girls. So the first thing that you would get is 17 empowerment workshops. So off the top of my head, I Can Heal Myself, Intuition and Finding Your Voice, The Leader in Me, Gratitude, Luce, help me out here. What are some of our other workshops that we teach? My Words Create My World. I Am Responsible for the World I See. Did I say that one? Discovering My Unique Superpowers. Kara saying I Can Heal Myself. Yep. One of my favorites. So 17 empowerment workshops, and we teach you from A to Z how to run them. There's an icebreaker. You're going to get a resource guide. You're going to get an empowering craft, which in every workshop, we want to teach the girls how to do a craft that illustrates the teaching of the workshop. So it's not enough that they learn and embody the messages that we're teaching, but they're also getting their hands in it. They're creating something that's going to serve as a visual reminder for the girls that this is what we learned. And every single day, having them tune into the lesson that they learned totally subconsciously without even really having to actively think about it. So you're going to get 17 workshops. And then the really cool part about this is you're going to learn as a Girl Life coach how to make money as a coach. So whether that is working one-on-one with girls, we teach you how to do that. Whether that is running workshops for girls. We teach you how to do that. We teach you how to run the workshops for ages, as I mentioned, from all five all the way up to adult women who want to do that inner child work. We teach you about marketing. We give you a marketing toolkit. We teach you how to use Instagram to get your message out there. We teach you how to run an open house, how to create a Facebook group. All the ways that are going to nurture the people in your audience, the people who ultimately decide, the parents, if they're going to send their girls to your workshops. And the earning potential for these workshops is huge. I have a document that I'm going to share with all of you that talks about exactly how much you can earn as a girl life coach. And that, of course, is just the base, right? Everything that you decide to do using your platform as a girl life coach is just extra. It's like the cherry on top. So you're literally stepping into a new role in your community. And when you step into that new role, doors open. People ask you to speak on their stages. People ask you to collaborate. People ask you to work with their children. People start sharing your message for you because they're so lit up by what it is that you're doing. Any thoughts on that, Luce? Anything you want to add to this, to the Girl Life Academy, because that's the program that you're in?
Yes, yes, of course. So within the Girl Life Academy, everything starts, like your journey as a coach starts when you start planning your workshops, because you are going through each workshop. So every time you plan and then you talk about the mindset tools, like it's like you're healing yourself. That's what my experience. I've been healing myself through these workshops as I'm planning for them. And then once I lead them to the girls, I'm present to the girls. And these tools are so beneficial to nourish their self-love and their self-esteem, because many of the girls right now are experiencing anxiety and depression. So when they come and they hear about the power of their thoughts and their feelings, especially validating their feelings, like their whole being changes, because they're like, oh my God, like, okay, I have these feelings that feel uncomfortable, but they're okay. But then I could do something about them to shift and reframe how I feel. Okay. So I think it's just an amazing journey how everything unfolds. And then of course, you as a coach, you always have to get yourself out there. That's the most important thing, is to get out there and show up as you are. You don't have to change. You don't have to compare yourself with other coaches. Everyone has their own unique way of leading these workshops. What I do love about the Girl Life Academy is that there is a lot of support behind the scenes with other coaches, other girl coaches. I get to collaborate with Kara. We've done mother and daughter workshops. And then with Shannon, who's another girl coach, we have been doing Instagram lives. So things like that, you're just helping each other out and supporting each other, as well as there is a Facebook group and a training with Melody once a month, where we talk about how can we improve our business and how can we better serve our community. So these workshops are very, very flexible, and they're open to, I've had school workshops where I'm teaching the tools to boys and girls. I've seen other facilitators gone through dance studios to yoga studios to Girl Scout troops. So there's no limit to the workshops, as long as you get creative with this work. I've also had like adults ask me for these workshops, and it's so cute, you know? But I mean, yeah, these are the tools that we needed when we were small. So it's something that it attracts people.
Amazing. Yeah, I love that. And I love that you mentioned the community, because it is single-handedly the most magical thing about Girl Life, especially the Girl Life Academy, because as I mentioned, that is our flagship program. So that's like the works. That's the program where you get everything. You get access to the entire community. The Facebook group is just a beautiful place where if someone asks a question or is celebrating something or has a challenge, they come in and the other coaches support them. Those monthly meetings are magnificent. We all get to workshop together, to talk to each other, to encourage one another, to just step into that motivation, because we know that it's not just us doing this, but it's all of us in different corners of the world who are doing this work. And each of us is going to have a unique experience. There's also accountability partnership program where we set you up with another Girl Life coach. We call that the Partner and Shine program. And it's just been beautiful to see the collaborations between the partners in Shine and the way they support each other so beautifully. And then the other really cool thing about the Academy is that you get access to every update that is ever made to the Academy. So every time I add a new workshop, I add a new business training, that is yours. Even when the price goes up in the future, you are in at this price, which, by the way, it's $6,999 for the Girl Life Academy if you want to become a girls empowerment coach, and that's the route that you want to take. That is not each year. That is the price, and that's you're not going to be paying a licensing fee. You're not going to be paying the $7,000 again next year. Once you're in for life, and you get access to every update that's ever made. I don't personally know another coaching program that has that available. But we're really proud to be able to provide that. So it's an ever-changing, ever-evolving body of work that is there for you and will support you in your career as a girls empowerment coach and beyond. So that is the Girl Life Academy. Again, that is your business in a box. It's going to teach you, it's going to certify you as a Girl Life coach. And then it's also going to teach you how to run the business of empowering girls. It's an 8.5-month program. As soon as you sign up, you get access to the first training. Every week unlocks a different training. It's self-paced. That being said, as Luce mentioned, we do meet once a month. So that is the live component of the program, as well as on-the-fly trainings in the Facebook group. So the second option, the second and the third option are actually very similar options. They're the way that they are presented is just different. So we have the nonprofit curriculum, and that is for people who are like, I'm not looking to become a girls empowerment coach. I just want to access the curriculum. I want the 17 workshops that you teach, and I want to go out there. Maybe I'm a teacher. Maybe I'm a parent who wants to do this with my daughters and my daughter's friends. You don't necessarily need that business training from me that's going to take you and help you earn money doing this endeavor. You just want the curriculum because it just moves you and you want access to it and you want to teach it. Maybe you already have girls empowerment workshops and you want more girls empowerment workshops. That's what the nonprofit curriculum is. And Luce has also linked that for you as well. And that is also self-paced, that it, as I mentioned, it's the 17 workshops plus a nutrition workshop that we teach partially in every single one of our girls empowerment workshops. So that comes to you. Again, it's delivered the whole thing. You get it all at once. There are payment plans available for all of our programs. And then the third option, which I said is similar to the second, it's the membership. It's the Girl Life Collective membership. And it's for people who want to take it slow. They're like, I just want one workshop every month. I really want to dive deep into that workshop each month. I want to run that workshop and then I'll be ready for another one. And that is a membership. The nonprofit version of the curriculum is $2,999. The membership is $222 a month. So every month you're going to pay $222, and every month you will be delivered a new workshop to go out there and run in your own community. So I know it's a lot of information. I know it's coming at you all at once. There is a page where you can find all of this information, and that's www.melodypourmaradi.com/programs. So it's about really knowing yourself, right? It's about knowing, am I here to step into a whole new business? Am I here to become a girls empowerment coach? If you know that that's you, the Academy is the direction that you want to go into. If you know that you just really want access to the curriculum to empower the inner girl within you, and then to take that empowerment outside and teach other girls about it, whether they're your students, whether they're your clients, whether they're the girls that you teach and you want to do it now in a capacity doing an after-school program, that's what you want. With the membership, it's the same, but it's that you want it at a slower pace. So I'm going to open the floor to questions because I know we just provided you with a lot of information. I see that Rachel is asking, is there a particular order in which the workshop should be done? So the order that we provide the workshops in, like that you will see that the 17 workshop, there's a sequential order. I do recommend going in that order because we're building and we're building and we're building. That being said, if like Valentine's Day is around the corner and you choose you really want to do the self-love workshop before you do gratitude, I would not be opposed to that. This ultimately is your endeavor. So while we will always be here to support you, you get to roll things out the way that you want to. We have recommendations based on what we know is tried, tested, and true, but ultimately you are the decision maker in that. So Rachel, let me know if that helps. And the floor is open if anyone has other questions about this. I know that I have a list of questions that other people asked when they were joining our Facebook group, but I'd love to answer the live questions first. Feel free to unmute yourselves. If you're feeling shy, you're welcome to drop a question in the chats. Kara and Luce, if you can think of any FAQs that like you had when you were deciding to join us, feel free to share those with us as well. I'm just going to go silent for a few seconds and wait for you all to tune in.
Yeah, I'll share a little bit about my journey. So when I started thinking about the investment, I had left my former job. So I didn't have an income. The only income we had was my husband's, who's a teacher. So I pitched it out to my husband and he's like, well, I know whatever you set your mind to, you go out there and do it no matter what. So I will support you if you're going to go and do the workshops. And I was like, okay, but then it was my doubt. No, it wasn't even about the money. It was like, wow, how am I going to get these workshops out there? Like, who am I going to enroll in my empowerment workshops? So I started just having ideas and I was like, okay, I have my girls. My girls have been in Girl Scouts. I could call their troops, the moms. And then I was thinking their friends. So like, I was like, okay, there's no excuse, right? I could make the investment. I could get the girls. The money is there. My husband is supporting me as during the pandemic till I found a job. So yeah, that was my challenge, overcoming that money mindset and seeing myself on the other side, just leading the workshops. And another thing about this is that you do have to be consistent with your workshops if you want to bring more girls. It is, I have found it that it's very beneficial to be consistent because then people know that your workshops are coming up. Whereas if you throw one here and there, then people lose sight of you and they're going to make an investment, but not on you. They'll make an investment somewhere else. So that is very important to be visible. If it's on social media, I use my social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, a little bit of TikTok, you know, but find a way that you can reach out to your community. So that was my big challenge when I decided to make the investment.
I love that, Luce. Like, that's just so honest and true. And an investment is an investment. There's no two ways about it. But what comes with that investment is a commitment, is your commitment to doing what you say that you're here to do. I can always say that the difference between a coach who is successful and a coach who isn't is what Luce just said, is like that, like consistency. Consistency wins the game. Deciding to show up, even when you're scared, even when your hands are shaking, even if your face is flushed, because that was me. The first time that I had my workshop, I like opened that door and I was like, can I really do this? And I was like, I'm going to do it because I want my vision. Like, I want to bring this vision into the world and I have to let my desire for this impact be greater than the fear that has stopped me from doing so many other things. But with this one, it was such like a deep calling within me that I was like, I can't ignore this tapping on my heart. Like I have to do it. And with every workshop that I did, it became easier. It became more fun for me. It became more engaging for the girls. And we all start somewhere. I actually took a quote out that I thought was so interesting. We are all amateurs, right? At some point, we're all people who start from the beginning, and we have that imposter syndrome because we're doing something we've never done. But we say amateur as if it's this like bad or dirty word. Amateur comes from the Latin word amare, which means to love and to do things for the love of it. So when you think of it that way, sure, we're all amateurs, but if we're doing something that we love and we're doing it for the love of the thing, then we can own the fact that we're new and that this is a new door we're opening for ourselves and that greatness takes time. So just a little tidbit and loose. Those were all really great shares. Rachel is saying, does the curriculum include stories for the kids? So Rachel, we very much encourage you, and you'll see in the curriculum. So like if we're teaching about gratitude, we actually invite you to share a story about a time when having a grateful thought transformed the way that you were feeling in the moment. So it's not about sharing my stories or Lucy's stories or Kara's stories, but it's about sharing your stories and really personalizing the experience for the girls. Obviously, like we don't want to be teaching things that are like beyond the scope of what the girls would understand. So if we're talking to a group of 5 to 7 year olds, we're going to tell stories that are appropriate for kids ages 5 to 7. But when we can illustrate those ideas with our stories and get really excited and animated about it, the girls are locked in. Because it's not enough. And I'm so glad that you asked that question. It's not enough to share the theory of each of these principles, but it's really important to show how in real life and real time, these like examples work. And so your question was just brilliant because yes, there will be stories, but there will be your stories. So the stories that you will be sharing. And really no two Girl Life coaches run the same workshop. Even though we're laying it all out for you, everyone brings their own unique magic. Like your unique magic is what those girls need, not mine. So we provide you with everything you need to succeed, but you need to personalize that so that the girls really can believe it to be truth. Hope that makes sense, Rachel. Let me know if there are any follow-up questions. Another question I often get is, why don't we run these workshops for boys? And while we started this as Girl Life, the Girl Life movement, because for so many reasons, I had daughters, I have so many sisters, I was a young girl struggling with my own stuff. It meant a lot to me to do this work for women. But the more I do this work, the more I realize that the messages of these workshops are messages we want every child to have access to. You are powerful beyond measure. All the world needs from you is your authentic self. Take an inside out approach instead of an outside in approach to life and to how you operate in the world. These are all messages that are for girls as well as boys. So many of our coaches are now running workshops for boys as well as girls and using the exact same curriculum and just changing the word girl. We have people who are running these workshops for non-binary youth. So there's a lot of personalizing. There's a lot of seeing what the needs of your community are and then acting on that applies here. Any other common questions or questions that you might have? Any comments, anyone who wants to show, I see so many beautiful people here, but I'm not seeing your gorgeous faces. If you want to come off of, come onto your cameras and show and share a question, a comment, we are so here for it. Okay, that's okay. We always put the invitation out there, but like, it's not imperative that you speak. So just a few things to think about today. We've given you a few different ways of joining us. There's the Girl Life Academy, there's the Girl Life Nonprofit, and then there is the membership. If you have questions, let us know. You will be getting emails from us in the days to come about these options. You will also be learning more about the specifics. You'll be seeing a mock workshop of like exactly how do we run these workshops. But if you have questions, please feel free to reach out to me, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's via email, just hitting reply on any of the emails that you get and just asking your questions. If you're thinking of the Girl Life Academy, it is an application process. And we'll be meeting for like a 20-minute Zoom call just to learn about your big why for wanting to do this work. And we want to make sure it's a fit. If you're looking for the other options, it's not application. Let us know how we can help you make this decision. If questions come up in the days to come, I'm here to answer the questions. I'm sure Luce would also love to hear from you. And we will support you in the best way that we can to make a decision that's best for you. For those who are joining the Girl Life Academy, we do have a special bonus that is available right now when you join. It's valued at over $1,300 and you get 5 of our courses for free. I'm going to see if I can remember them all off the top of my head. Heart-centered earning, heart-centered community building, women taking the lead, silencing your inner mean girl, and which one am I missing? The empowerment sessions. So those are 5 courses valued at over $1,300. And if you join the Academy in the next 10 days, you're going to get access to all of those bonuses, as well as the entire curriculum of the Girl Life Academy. So I know that we've spoken about a lot of things here. Again, please feel free to reach out to us with questions. Luce, any final thoughts before we log off?
Yeah, so I can add a little bit about the stories. And when you share your own story, there's a bigger impact. So in my last workshop this month, I don't know why, but I felt it like I had to share my story, how I came from a different country with not knowing the language. Everything was new to me, and how it took me a while to like speak English, and how someone made fun of me. And then like a girl who was so quiet and shy opened up. Like she started talking and said, oh my God, I went through the same thing. I came from Nicaragua and people started making fun of me when I started speaking English. So she felt like, you know what? I'm not alone. Someone went through that. Someone knows how I feel. And that helped her open up. So those are the kind of stories you get to share in your workshops, just being real with them, you know? Because one thing is teaching them the tools. And yeah, we hear a lot about mindset now, you know, that it becomes the normal. But then how can you apply it? You have to talk to people that really went through those struggles. And now it's a little bit on the other side, you know, we're still a work in progress. But yeah, with the stories, that's something. And then I also get to get the girls to write their own stories, right? How were they before? And now, what kind of story do they want to create for their life? Yeah. So that's how you can use stories in your workshops.
So beautiful. And on the topic of stories, I see that Rachel's saying, any stories written specifically for kids? Yes. In every workshop, we have a book recommendation for a book that you read to the girls. That being said, we have my book called XOXO from a Girl Who Gets It. This is 50 life notes for the young girls within. And for every themed workshop, you will find messages in there that support it. So a fun game that we play at the end of our workshops, I don't know if you've ever played this, Luce or Kara, but I just take the book and I have the girls close their eyes and pick a message. And whatever message they hear is the one that they were supposed to receive for that day. So that's another thing. And that's actually a lead magnet that we have. We teach you all about nurturing audiences. And so we have something called an XOXO book party as just one of the ways that you can nurture the parents and the children before you actually make an invitation for them to join your workshops. And that's all outlined in the academy. So, all right, if there's nothing else, I just want to thank you all for taking the time to be here with me today. As I mentioned in our group, in our orientation Facebook group, there'll be more fun things coming your way. But if you have any questions, we are here. We are ready to support you. And we know that if you showed up for this, there's something in you that really wants to empower girls. And so we are here to make that a reality for you. Thank you all so much for taking the time. And we will talk to you really soon. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks.